The country's two largest banks have agreed to erase consumer debt that's been kept alive on credit reports, despite being eliminated in bankruptcy proceedings. Federal law already requires banks to remove so-called zombie debts. So Bank of America and JP Morgan Chase agreed to strike the zombie debt after facing lawsuits in federal bankruptcy court. Joining us now is Professor Lois Lupica of the University of Maine School of Law. She specializes in bankruptcy and consumer credit. Professor, welcome.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So first of all, can you explain to us a little bit more about these zombie debts? What exactly are they?
Well, zombie debts are debts that have been discharged in bankruptcy, but remain on a consumer's credit report. And the consumer bankruptcy system is designed to allow consumers to pay their debts through the bankruptcy system. But those that they can't pay are discharged. And that discharge removes the consumer's obligation to ever pay that debt so they can start fresh. And credit reports are supposed to be updated to reflect the fact that the debt's been discharged, and failing to indicate that the debt's been discharged on the credit report can have two related and important consequences for consumers. It means that the debt can continue to be collected in violation of federal bankruptcy law. And many desperate consumers will pay debts they don't have to pay just to get a clean credit report.
And I also imagine that not having that clean credit report has an impact on job applications, apartment rentals, you know, anything in which a company would do a credit check.
Absolutely. Affordable insurance, also for future credit. Consumers may need credit to get a needed car or lease a needed car. And credit reports wield a lot of weight, and inaccurate ones can be very dangerous.
So, you know, as to the question of why the banks were keeping these zombie debts on credit reports, I guess part of the answer is what you said earlier, is that companies could still collect payments on them even though the consumer didn't owe the payments. Was there another reason in addition to that?
Well, there's a market for stale debt. Debt buying, debt selling practices may surprise a lot of people. So an original debt can be bought and sold many, many times, and in some cases, it can be collected on. And in some debt selling contracts, the original bank, the original seller, has the right to keep any payment that it receives, even after selling the debt, for 18 months or for another certain period of time after the sale. So that would motivate the debt seller to collect on that debt and use the credit report as leverage.
Now, Bank of America and JP Morgan Chase, just to be clear, have admitted no wrongdoing, but a federal bankruptcy court in White Plains has required them to make certain changes. What are those changes?
These two institutions now must remove the notation on debtors who have received a discharge in bankruptcy on their credit reports that say past due or charge off, which suggests that the debt is still alive.
I mean, Professor Lupica, my last question, let's just take a step back. This has the feeling of major financial institutions once again sort of finding ways to extract that extra dollar out of the average American, out of Main Street. It has a fundamental sense of unfairness to it that at least in this case was revealed through a court order.
Yes. It's not just the average American, it's the average vulnerable American. The consumer bankruptcy system is a very tough process for consumers to go through. The consumer debtor puts themselves under extraordinary scrutiny and through the bankruptcy process pays the debts that they can. And the quid pro quo is the discharge. And if the discharge is ignored, if it's deemed worthless, then the price was paid for nothing. So I hope that the attention in this case is getting changes practices, because as you said, the consumer debtor who finds themselves in financial distress ought to have the benefit of not only the laws, but enforcement of the laws.
Well, Professor Lois Lupica is with the University of Maine School of Law. She specializes in bankruptcy and consumer credit. Lois Lupica, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.